Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 196, God's Answer for Guilt. A feeling of guilt is no accident. It is a constitutional part of man. It has great spiritual values. It can also be terribly abused. Consider this principle in child rearing. In his book, Guilt and Grace, Paul Nourrier says, "A guilty conscience is the seasoning of our daily lives. All upbringing is a cultivation of a sense of guilt on an intensive scale." Tourneau then points out that while we could not rear children without the guilt factor, yet it can be abused. And that's biblical. For we read, "Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged." Colossians 3, verse 21. So in child-rearing, guilt can either be a destructive force or a blessing. Naramore defines guilt as feelings of sinfulness, evil, wrongdoing, and failure to measure up. The feeling is common. A fast typist can make slower typists feel guilty. A young man who has been guilty of shoplifting as a teen felt guilty entering a department store even after his reform. As one reads of Jesus' visit in the home of Mary and Martha in Luke 10, verses 38 through 42, he can nearly hear Martha in the kitchen rattling dishes so her sister will feel guilty and come to help. The modern-day counterpart is the wife doing the same thing so her husband will quit reading the newspaper and come to set the table. Guilt by association and blanket condemnation are also often employed. And isn't it guilt that the swingers of today are trying to eliminate in their insistence on freedom to change moral lifestyles? Their cry for freedom seems to say no guilt, no repression. The Bible teaches the need of man to feel guilt. Without guilt, there is no grace. Without condemnation, there is no salvation. Paul develops this theme in Romans, bringing the non-Jew under condemnation in chapter 1 and then the Jew in chapters 2 and 3. He concludes, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3, verse 23. Again, he insisted, "All men sinned," in Romans 5, verse 15. And "the wages of sin is death," in Romans 6, verse 23. Thus, the Bible in no way sidesteps guilt and condemnation. We are sinners worthy of condemnation. Archibald MacLeish said, "We have no choice but to be guilty. God is unthinkable if we are innocent." But we make a mistake to present the plight of man without the plan of God, to speak of guilt without grace. Condemnation merely opens the door to grace and salvation. Many live with the burden of false guilt. Self-condemnation often stems from self-rejection rather than God's rejection. Men need to accept the forgiveness of God. Paul insisted that all are lost in Romans 3, verse 23. But his very next thought was, "They are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ." Romans 3, verse 24. Guilt is solved by forgiveness. Many are guilt-ridden unnecessarily. In Christ's blood, there is cleansing. "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Isaiah 1, verse 18. That was the dynamic result when Christ was preached in New Testament times. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission, forgiveness of sins." Acts 2, verse 38. Again in Acts, "Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22, verse 16. From 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And from 1 Peter 3, verse 21, we read, "Baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." This is the good news of Jesus Christ. Regardless of how dark our past may have been, God, through the blood of His Son, will cleanse us as we respond to Him in faith, repentance, confession, and baptism. Even those who helped to crucify God's own Son were relieved of their guilt. Acts 2, verses 36 through 42. Additionally, His blood continues to cleanse us after we become His children as long as we continue to repent. Found in 1 John 1, verses 7 through 9, and Acts 8, verses 12 through 24. God's forgiveness can produce assurance, eliminating feelings of condemnation and rejection. False guilt can be eliminated by a more mature understanding of God's nature. When He forgives, He forgets.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.